Well, here's how you get an advantage over the game of blackjack. One third of the time, the game is pretty much level between you and the dealer. A little over one third of the time, the dealer has a slight edge. And just under one third of the time, you have a narrow edge. Now, the beauty of card counting is that it tells you when you have that slight statistical edge, thus enabling you to make bigger bets. Now, card counting is an art and a science, much like memory itself, and it requires quite a bit of practice. Now, the richer the proportion of high cards to low cards, the greater your chances of winning. So the idea is to keep track of all the cards that have gone so you know what's left in the shoe. Now, one of the best ways to monitor this flow of highs and lows is to assign specific weights to each card. Now, you can do that by using a simple plus-minus count strategy. When small cards are removed from the deck, you have the advantage. So for every small card you see, count plus one. Ignore the 7, 8 and 9. These are neutral cards and they have little effect on the balance of play. Now, as high-value cards are removed, the dealer gains a small edge. So for each high card you see, you count minus one. So if you get hold of a deck of cards and you deal through and you count as each card goes through, by the end of the deck, if you've been accurate, then the count should end up at zero. Now, effectively, all the time that you're in a plus count, that means you're likely to get higher value cards balancing it out to zero. And that's the time you should increase your stake. And that's the essence of card counting. But you'll find it's a bit frowned upon in Las Vegas these days. Unfortunately, I can't get into any casinos in the UK anymore. So these days, the only way I can get into a casino is if I take other people in and give them a masterclass on the game of blackjack. Of course, we don't play for profit, it's just for fun.